Welcome to another MyTunes podcast on Manx Radio with me, Mark Tiley. And it's another fine instrumentalist who we've got lined up for you.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
I don't know. You stay in waiting for a sax player to come along, and then suddenly you don't get one. You get two. It's wonderful. Jerry Carter last week and the wonderful Sammy J this week. Thank you for coming on, Sammy.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, as you could probably hear, dear listener, we are not in our normal studio. We are separated. Sammy's in Douglas. I'm in Ballasalla, of all places, working out my little home studio. And we'll just see how it goes. Pre-recording, obviously, in these strange times. Sammy, tell me all about how you got into the saxophone.
Well, I'm quite a musical family, to be honest. My dad's a drummer, an ex-professional drummer, so has been all over the world with various different bands, played different styles of music, and is still playing today and still teaching. So he's had a lot of different influences. He's always been massively into his jazz music, blues music, which he still plays today. So I've had quite a lot of influence from his side, but also on my mum's side. So my mum's second cousin is Alan Hawkshaw, who did quite a lot of composing for various bits and pieces, to be honest. The Milk Tray advert, the Countdown theme tune, Grange Hill, and Ski Sunday, to name a few.
Wow.
So, yeah, quite a lot of different influences there, to be honest. So.
And when did you actually pick up the saxophone?
Picked up the saxophone when I was 14 years old. Dad just randomly asked me one day, you know, would you like to play an instrument? And if so, what would you play? And much to their, they were quite perplexed, I think, because they couldn't understand where, you know, or why I was so interested in the sax. I think it was more than likely from watching The Simpsons or something, or something along those lines. I also played recorder in school, which might have had something to do with it, and also helped with a lot of the technique in the early stages. So yeah, 14 years old when I started. Borrowed a friend for a week, my mum's friend, just to see if it wasn't just a flash in the pan. But apparently I just took to it like a duck to water and started figuring things out for myself and guessing parts of tunes, and away I went.
Now, I've seen you play a lot on your own with in entertaining people like that, but you've also been in quite a few bands. What do you prefer?
To be quite honest, I mean, I've had, I don't know whether I spoke to Christy DeHaven about this a while ago. Not many people realise that I suffered hugely from stage fright for a number of years, even all the way through college and university. So I was really reluctant to get up in front of people and to play. And obviously I wasn't getting that expertise, you know, the practice of getting up and playing in front of people. So I shied away from it quite a lot for a number of years. So yeah, it took a long time to get me into those kind of situations. But once I did, I think Jerry Carter, who you had on last week, was one of the first bands that I actually got into, because obviously after a couple of drinks, nobody really cares what anybody thinks, and it was more of you know, a little bit of fun. Funnily enough, it was actually Jerry's first alto saxophone, his Trevor James, that ended up being my first saxophone when I was 14 years old, when mum and dad decided to get me one. But in terms of bands, I'll go back to your initial question. I've gone off on a tangent a bit. I do apologise. I tend to do that a lot. I do enjoy playing along with bands. It's just more fun, a lot more fun. However, I do also enjoy playing along with my really good friend of mine, actually, DJ Matthew Bruce. So, yeah, mixed bag, really.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Let's have our first choice of music.
So this one's called Something About You. No saxophone element to it whatsoever. And this tune also, me and my DJ, Matthew Bruce, have played it a couple of times when we've done our house music set.
But staying out through the night, smoking, drinking, getting high. I was wrong and I have apologized. Where did you go? What can I do? I'm working on my problems, but I need you here to solve them. Where did you go? What should I say? And hope that I can make a change.
I was drowning in the moment, and I'm holding on to you. There's something about you. The company we had back when I was still on track. Now I'm making my home paradise, but now the drink is tasting strange and the high isn't the same. Well, I'm still wrong and I apologize.
For another MyTunes session on Manx Radio on The Morning Show with me, Mark Tiley. My guest all this week, Samantha Victoria Johnson, otherwise known as Sammy J. Is that the best way to describe you, Sammy J?
I think so, yeah.
Now then, you unfortunately have damaged, well, rather smashed up your wrist. How bad is it, and is it going to affect your playing?
It's a bit of a nightmare at the moment. I mean, during these strange times, I was attempting to kind of boost people a little bit by posting the odd video of me playing on Facebook and the like, but during my hour of exercise, I'm quite big into inline skating and have been for a while, for a number of years actually. But on Sunday, a week ago, I managed to fall over and smash my wrist to pieces. So yeah, wasn't too happy about that. Had to have an operation under general anaesthetic on the Monday, and now have a metal plate and several pins in my wrist. But I can wiggle my fingers and my thumb, which is a good sign. They have advised me that, you know, wiggling my fingers and playing the saxophone will actually aid getting myself back to normal again. However, how easy that's going to be right away, I'm not too sure, but I live in hope.
Well, we do hope that it doesn't worry you too much and you do get back to playing full and proper before too long. Let's talk about some of your favourite gigs you've played. Talk me through some of those.
Okay, I've had a few crazy ones, actually. Obviously, I play in a few different bands. So, I mean, I play quite often with Pink Floyd tribute band Pigs on the Wing. I have quite a big following over here, obviously, if you're into Pink Floyd. I love playing with those guys. The musicians in that band are just, you know, amazing. It's normally not too many songs when I do play, because obviously there's not a great deal of saxophone songs in the Floyd repertoire, but there's one or two. So yeah, they're a good band to play with, and we've done some good ones together. I had a bit of a different one for New Year, and I was flown all the way to Muscat in Oman.
Whoa.
To play for the Kempinski Hotel, which is a 5-star hotel over there, to play for the guests of the hotel for New Year with a DJ. So that was interesting, underneath the stars.
That must have been something else. I mean, a big hotel. But are they listening intently, or are they sort of just busy drinking?
No, they were listening intently. Basically, it was for the Zale Club. So, the Zale Club was kind of outside underneath the stars. They had an amazing sound setup. If I can't hear, I generally can't play, so it does scare me a little bit. Overall, it was a fantastic experience.
Let's move on to your second piece of music. What's it going to be?
Place du te Tetra. Now, I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. It's a song, as you can imagine, in French. It's a composer or gypsy jazz guitar player called Borelli Legren. This chap I've had a lot of exposure to when I lived in Liverpool and I was studying, going through university, doing my music degree, because I used to, with an ex-boyfriend of mine, we used to go to the Django Reinhardt Gypsy Jazz Festival every year for literally about 4 or 5 years in a row. And I saw this guy live, Borelli Legren, and just love the gypsy jazz genre.
Thank you. Another My Tunes on Manx Radio with me, Mark Tiley, and my guest, Sammy J, all this week. And Sammy, let's talk about, you mentioned it yesterday, your formal training, the university.
Yes, I went to LIPA, so the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. Yeah, really, really good experience for me. I didn't start out, you know, with the intention of going to university. I think I was 19 when I went over to college. My mum suggested going to maybe do something musical over there. Also, the course that I set out to do turned out to be something quite different. It turned out to be an advanced jazz course, which kind of happened by accident, which makes a lot of people laugh. Like, how can you end up on an advanced jazz course by accident? Well, Sammy, it happened to Sammy. Needless to say, when I didn't have really any theory, music theory experience whatsoever. So it was quite funny, but actually quite scary at the same time. Needless to say, I managed to get myself through it. I had some songwriting skills, obviously, from the likes of my mum's side that kind of shone out. Didn't realise at the time that I was any good at that kind of thing. Turned out I wasn't too shabby. So it all went rather well. So after that, a couple of other college courses in between. Again, music, like a HND in music performance, which I did at Liverpool Community College, and then managed to get in on my second year at LIPA and ended up doing a degree in music.
It obviously stood you in brilliant stead, and it's in there. Your technique's fantastic, your expression's fantastic. Take us into this next bit of music. What's it going to be?
The next song I've chosen is one called Sweet Harmony. Now the version that I've got is by Zash. Now it's kind of like a DJ kind of remix with a few different more modern elements to it, including an amazing sax solo, which I really, really like. It's more the type of thing that I would play with my DJ Matthew Bruce on our house music sets type thing, but it is actually a remix of I think it's a 90s tune. Is it 90s or 80s, Mark?
Ooh.
You'll have to help me out. I think it's 90s as far as I'm aware. I've chosen this one. It's very apt at the moment. I mean, the lyrics particularly just seem to make a lot of sense with everything going on at the moment.
Try to get by if we unify. We should really try.
final day of the week for My Tunes with my guest, who this week is the wonderful Samantha Victoria Johnson. You have seen her around the place. I want to ask you really about your plans once we get through all this terrible stuff at the moment. How do you see the next few years shaping up?
You know, with this, I've already kind of collaborated with a few, you know, different people that, you know, I probably ordinarily wouldn't have. So it's opened up a few other opportunities. I've done a couple of videos with a chap called Scott Rawlings, who's a piano player of my, a friend of mine who lives in the UK. We did a song on Facebook and, you know, we've had, you know, quite a lot of requests off the back of that because we sound quite good as a little duo. And a lot of other ideas. I mean, I've worked with May Chalice was another one. I did a video of me playing the Manx National Anthem. May called me up and said, I'd love to sing over that, you know, so we're playing together as a Stand Strong Isle of Man with what's going on at the moment. So, you know, got the opportunity to work with May. That's probably opened a few more doors. So, yeah, lots more stuff, lots more collaborating, lots more gigs, hopefully.
Now, one of the things I haven't asked you, and I really must, saxophonists who are important in your life. Can you go through a couple?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. So many. I mean, my dad would probably say Grover Washington Jr. because my playing style is quite similar to his. He's very kind of bluesy, and I've had a lot of exposure to him, obviously, when I was a twinkle in my dad's eye, as he says. There's a lot of old school players that I particularly admire. Sonny Rollins is one. Art Pepper is another.
You mentioned a lot of guys there. There aren't that many really well-known female sax players. I mean, I could think of Candy Dolfer, and then I'm struggling.
I was struggling a bit there, but no, you did remind me. Female-wise, yeah, absolutely Candy Dolfer. She's one of my idols. And obviously, Lily Was Here is a song that I, you know, play quite often.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's get into this final track. And I think it's a bit of a dedication, am I right?
Yes. Again, no sax on it whatsoever, but I feel like I owe it to this chap to dedicate him a song. So I'm dedicating this one to a friend of mine, Mark Cooper. He's helped me out no end since I had my accident on Sunday and smashed my wrist to pieces. I didn't really have, because I live by myself, a lot of my friends have families and I'm sure they would have helped. But obviously with everything going on with the COVID thing, it's been a bit difficult and I didn't really want to ask many people. But my friend Mark also lives by himself, has been self-isolating. It's a bit difficult getting around just with one hand at the moment, especially straight after an operation. So he's done me massive, massive favours. So this one's for you, Coops. It's one actually that I do really quite like myself as well. It's called Walking in Memphis.
Sammy, thank you for being on this week. Heal well, heal quickly. And we can't wait to see you when all this terrible stuff's over and done with.
Thank you so much, Mark. And yes, stay safe and everybody stay safe, stay at home.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered round his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Catfish on the table. They've I've got gospel in the air. River and green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? On my blue suede shoes, and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Mark Cohen's wonderful Walking in Memphis. And grateful thanks to Sammy J for being my guest on My Tunes all this week and on this podcast. I'm Mark Tiley. Keep coming back here for more from Mark Tiley in the Morning, brought to you by Shaw Isle of Man.